Case number 9890, Gary and Kathy Cottingham, intersection of White Oak Drive and North Dogwood Drive, being lot 148, section 3, within Dogwood Acres Development, a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Gary Cottingham, 30898 White Oak Road, Dagsboro, 19939.
Kathy Cottingham,
yes, sir.
30898 White Oak Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Yes.
Okay. Good evening.
Here's a copy of the most recent survey.
The survey that he just gave you is a revised, just shows the correct setbacks on the right side of the property. Or I guess looking at the front, it would be the left side. The surveyor had the setback requirements incorrect initially.
We established the front for you, gentlemen, so you can go right if you go from the front all the way around the property from on your
North Dogwood Drive.
It'll show you exactly where your setbacks are and which ones are okay and which ones aren't okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Gary Cottingham. I'm looking for a variance for setbacks on the side, rear, and front of our lots. Mm-hmm. The rear, we actually have a CO on the property that is, or the building that's encroaching there by 6 inches. There was two obvious monuments on the southwest and southeast corner of our lots. We erroneously took that to be our lot corners, as did several surveyors in the past, evidently.
We were adjacent to us as well.
Yeah.
Had the same survey, or her survey was done just last year. The property was transferred, and her survey marks coincided with the markers that are there.
Then when we got the survey by Mr. Long, his marks didn't agree with that. So
he indicated
it gave us, we were that one building was 6 inches over, even though we already have a CO for it. The front building is basically a screen room with a small deck on the front. When I constructed that 10 plus years ago, called the county, asked if I even needed a permit for it. They said, well, no, it's basically a small ornamental building. You don't need a permit for it. So obviously I didn't get it then. So, but now when this came up, it is in the BRL, so we're asking for a variance on that as well.
Okay. And the last thing is the new structure that we're building now. Initially, we understood that we had 10-foot side yard setbacks. We built within those building restriction lines, and it wasn't until our surveyor came out and he said, no, you had 15-foot side yard setbacks, and there was a discrepancy in that. And then I came in and checked with the county, and we learned that we had 10-foot on one side and 15-foot on the other. So it was a complete misunderstanding all the way around, and that's why we have the corrected survey as well.
Evidently, it's just kind of oddball zoning in this neighborhood altogether.
So. I think we're the only lot. The lots behind us, beside us, across from us all have 10-foot side yard, 10-foot rear yard, 20-foot front yard setbacks. Because we have a larger lot, I guess we're kind of singled out to a larger building restriction
setback. It's a larger lot, and yet the problem is the lot's basically shaped like the state of Delaware. So it comes kind of to a point at the end.
Comes to a very narrow point in the front. So unbeknownst to us, we built the structure, and it is under construction now, and we can't get additional financing on it unless we have approval from the board for a variance for the side yard setbacks on this. It's just the porch, it's our porch, and there is a porch roof over the structure. And I think that that's indicated, everything is indicated on the survey. We've talked to all of our neighbors, and to my knowledge, we have no objection to, no one has any objections to this request.
You could have brought a lot of support if necessary, but...
You didn't have any opposition that you know of?
There is no opposition.
Gentlemen, our neighbor wants half of our boat that's now on her property.
Gentlemen, just bring your attention to the porch off of White Oak Drive. As you see, you got 11.6, which 3.4 variance on that. Now, if you go to the other side of the porch, it's a 13.3, which would be 1.7, which was not shown.
That'll cover it anyway.
But it's something that you want to look at. Okay, so it's going to take a 1.7, so it's on two sides that they're encroaching, but it has been advertised as a side yard setback variance.
And this is greater anyway, so that would cover it.
Yeah.
How long did you say the screen house or screen porch has been there?
10-plus years.
It's been there.
Are these... decorative sort of ponds, or are they functional?
Yeah, they're decorative ponds.
The mobile home is to be removed, correct?
It will be
correct.
Removed.
And the boat enclosure...
By backhoe with great joy.
The boat enclosure is not a permanent structure?
No, it's temporary only.
All it is, it just covers up and protects our boat that we're remodeling or restoring.
It's basically a tent over it.
Yeah.
Did you buy the property with a mobile home?
No. There? I bought the property, I guess, 13 plus years ago, bare, set the mobile home, and went from there.
So did that require a variance for the mobile home?
No.
No, the mobile home, they had a placement.
It was an odd situation with this particular lot. Yeah. Half of the lot was zoned stick-built only. Half the lot was zoned to have a mobile placed on it, so... Through some negotiation there, we were able to place it within a certain setback off the road into basically what was the mobile portion of the lot, if you will. It evidently, this lot, when it was first laid out, was two very small lots, and Mr. Timmons was having a hard time selling it. He combined the two lots into one. There you go.
Okay.
The survey that was handed in, how did that change this, or didn't it?
Do you have the survey?
It's the same as what you have in the packet.
It's the same exact thing, except for this portion of the property. The surveyor is showing a 15-foot setback for a building restriction line, and I'm sorry, this side, excuse me. This side, he's showing a 15-foot setback requirement when it's only 10.
Okay, along White Oak, then it's only 10 feet?
No, it should be 15.
Well, that's what you were just pointing at.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm looking at it upside down.
Next to the adjacent lot is
back of the or the side of the property, left side.
Okay. That's right here.
Okay.
White Oak Road is
10. That should all be 10 in here because you got less than.
Right. That's what
your frontage is.
If it's 10, but then they don't need that setback on that side, right? No variance on that side.
No variance on that side. Now, you've got 27.8 one-hundredths of a foot in the front, which is established in the front, which is less than 100-foot frontage, so which would give it 10 footers.
Well, do they need for that, or is it open?
Oh, she said it was closed. Screen.
Then they need it for that.
Either 20,000 square feet or 100, less than 100 foot frontage.
Square footage is 18,000 something, I think, for the total square footage of the lot.
About 20,000.
And
it's 18,350.
That's
what you are. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So you have that plus your front.
North Dogwood is the front.
That's the front of the property.
Right.
Yeah. further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Williams? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
That's craziness down there, isn't it?
We have nearly everyone. I mean, the people on the canal side, they have just a few feet from some of their property line. There are a lot of variances and a lot of different situations on Dogwood Acres. It is pretty crazy.
All right. Glad you got a survey.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Or
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9890 as requested. I don't believe it'll alter central character of the neighborhood. It will not adversely affect the adjacent or neighboring properties, and it'll certainly be an improvement to what's there now.
Okay, do I have a second that motion? Second. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9890. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. As per requested.
Thank you very much.
I have one copy back.
Oh, you can keep it on. Yeah, I have other standards.
Thank you.